Ahead of the Super Tuesday voting in Massachusetts and 12 other states next week, both Democratic presidential candidates are courting female millennials. The battle has become particularly complex at the all-women's college in Massachusetts, from which Hillary Clinton graduated. Tonight, actress Susan Sarandon makes a campaign stop at that school, Wellesley College. She's visiting to ask support, not for Clinton, the female candidate, but for Bernie Sanders. It all sets up this report this morning from WBUR's Fred Tice on the deep political divisions at Wellesley College.
In Wellesley these days, it's pretty common to find women from Wellesley College out campaigning. Hannah Lindo is going door to door for Hillary Clinton because she wants to make sure this country elects its first woman president.
This is someone who I've admired for a long time as a women's rights advocate, as someone who believes in the politics of the possible and sort of that pragmatic approach, and that can make a real difference in the lives of women and girls. I've always thought that Hillary Clinton is that candidate.
Lindo's canvassing partner, Rachel Dodell, holds a voter contact list that shows that at the next house, they have to talk to a woman named Wendy.
Wendy?
The nickname for Wellesley students is Wendy Wellesley's. It's sort of pejorative in a way, because a Wendy is like that girl in class who just knows everything and raises her hand all the time. But we're all Wendy's at heart. And I'd have to say, Hillary's a Wendy in the best way. She knows her stuff. Very much the Wellesley woman.
Have you ever thought about the fact that she started as a Republican, was in the Republicans at Wellesley?
Yeah, it's interesting. We actually like that a lot about her. It shows that she evolves and she changes and she learns. Like, she's a lifelong learner.
By the time Clinton graduated from Wellesley in 1969, she had become a Democrat. Like the Clinton campaign, Clinton supporters at Wellesley have been organizing for months. The Bernie Sanders operation at the college seems like it's still getting organized. This week, the Sanders supporters have been anticipating Susan Sarandon's visit to campus.
Susan Sarandon is coming, which is going to be so good.
Junior Hannah Bracali grew up during the war in Iraq and the financial crisis. She leads Wellesley students for Bernie.
While I was initially very pro-Hillary, and I am pro-Hillary, the more I've kind of looked into policies and things like that, I feel like Bernie Sanders reflects what I hope that our government and our country will be moving towards.
When she was growing up, politics and its dirty tricks turned Chloe Garza off. She thinks Clinton is great.
I don't have any problem with her, really. I just see better things from Bernie Sanders, like with the clean campaign, and like, especially now, like, that the race is really tight, I see Hillary Clinton coming out with a lot of things like, oh, well, Bernie Sanders did this, and Bernie Sanders is actually doing what, and I just, like, I'm so sick of that. It just reflects to me, like, exactly what has been happening in politics for years, and I don't want that anymore. Like, I think that there needs to be real change.
Exit polls in New Hampshire showed Bernie Sanders won among women and had a 4-1 lead among voters under 25. The Sanders supporters are working to make that happen again here in Massachusetts and in their home states. First-year Mira Craig Morse from Santa Rosa, California, respects Clinton as a stateswoman.
And as a feminist in politics and what she has done, and I think she's done many great things, but I think she has less integrity than I would like at this point.
Can you elaborate on that?
I think she'll say things depending on who's supporting her and on her donors. As far as this campaign goes, I think she's losing her backbone.
How so?
Depending on who she's talking to, she'll say she's a moderate or she'll say she's very progressive.
Hannah Bracali jumps in with a concrete example.
The time that she actually switched her opinion on gay marriage, at a point when it was clear that it was going to pass the Supreme Court. And so it's this kind of thing where I don't think that Hillary Clinton will necessarily hold back progress in these things, but I don't think that she'll be a champion for it. And I don't think that it's her first priority to be pushing these things through. I think she's interested in them as she is a moderate Democratic candidate.
The Sanders supporters are eager to point out that they do not hate Clinton. Again, Mira Craig Morse.
And we're not running a campaign on Wellesley campus against Hillary Clinton. Like, I will 100% support her if she wins the primaries. I just think that Bernie is holding a campaign that is full of, like, hope and ambition and something that is finally feeling possible, and that's really exciting. Mm-hmm. And like I said, like, regardless of whether he wins or if he beats Hillary, the important thing mm-hmm. is that he presented these set of ideals that should be on the table.
And Sanders supporters insist they are feminists, even though they don't support the woman in the race. They say it's Sanders who addresses injustices such as racial and economic inequality that keep women oppressed. Back on the streets of the town of Wellesley, Clinton supporters Rachel Dodell and Hannah Lindo are eager to defend Clinton's feminist credentials.
I hate this dichotomy that's been set up between, okay, so either you can have, you know, the physical representation of a woman, or you can have the substantive representation in Bernie. And I said, how about both? Hillary Clinton is both a woman, and she fights for women's rights. I mean, it's this false dichotomy that drives me nuts. I agree. All right, who are we talking to?
As hard as the Clinton and Sanders supporters at Wellesley are organizing for their candidates, they're planning to unite on Super Tuesday. Both groups are planning a joint get-out-the-vote phone bank, each calling its own supporters. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.